Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I haven't had breakfast yet. This is wasted life. All fucked up. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. That was Wasted Life and All Fucked Up from their new album out on STP Records. And thanks to Stu for sending this through. And the album's called It Means Nothing When You're Dead. And ain't that the truth? Because I nearly was dead, so I nearly am dead, Tony, because everything... I'll tell you what, let's just do that. What's their Facebook page? Wasted Life's Facebook page.
Facebook.com/WastedLife.
No, facebook.com/wastedlife77. Paulie being incident one, Tony nil. And we're making this show an hour late, aren't we?
We are.
We're making it an hour late because I've only been up half an hour. Somehow I've managed to sleep until 7.20 in the evening when the phone rang. And I think that says a lot about my life in itself, that the phone hadn't rung before 7.20 in the evening. I went, what's going on? And I was all weird, and I'm now all weird and tired now, and I don't know what's... and I thought it might have been jet lag. And then I remembered something that happened yesterday. That's a great song, by the way, and it's a great album, I should say. It's really, really full on. I'm going to call it street punk. I'm going to call it street punk, Tony.
Okay.
Full on street punk. And we've played quite a bit of Wasted Life down the years, because we had a previous album of theirs, I think, was on Captain Oi Records years ago. Anyway, I'm all over the place. I'll tell you why.
Why?
We'll get there in a minute.
Okay.
Yesterday, because I probably am a bit jet-lagged anyway from where I was last week, but yesterday I cooked myself a lovely dinner and then I went round to my friend Joe's to get some eggs, right, in the evening, and I was around there and I had a cup of tea and I had a chat with her cat, Sol, right, because me and Sol get on really well, we talk to each other. Have I told you about this?
No.
Her cat and me, it makes really good noises, it goes, ah! Right?
No,
and, but it only says it to certain people, and I it loves having a chat with me, and when it goes ah, I say ah back, right, and then it goes ah, and I go ah, and it goes ah, and it's a brilliant conversation. And I want to get it on YouTube at some point, because everyone loves a cat video, don't they?
Oh god, yeah,
everyone loves a cat video, but she's just refusing to fucking film it. Anyway, I stayed around there a bit longer than I should, came back, opened the door, I'm just glad I didn't have a fag on, because I thought, oh, I smell gas, oh bollocks, and I'd left the I'd turned the gas off, but not completely.
Okay. What, on your oven or something?
On the oven, and I just had gas just going into the flat for an hour and a half. Dank gas. So I opened all the windows, and then I had loads of work to do. So I stayed up for ages. But I closed the windows in the bedroom, and I think there was gas in the bedroom when I went to bed last night. I think I poisoned myself with gas, basically, which is why I didn't wake up. I'm just glad that there's proof, by the way, that you can answer your phone. Right, here you go. This is how this comes to a conclusion. There's proof you can answer your phone in a petrol station, right? Because there was gas fumes in the bedroom and the phone rang. There's no sparks, nothing blew up. Fuck you, BP, and fuck you with a hammer. Right. So, anyway, time for Poetry Corner, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, and... because I've missed it, this comes through, of course, from Joni H.G.'s, who is moving around the country licking women one city at a time. That quote comes from me. This week she's the Plumpton Pussy Plucker. I think she's on a loop now. It goes, hey, P&T, find podcast wizards of whom I've grown fond, two big fish in your magic punky pond. Thanks for the tracks. Now, please... Oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on, what?
That's not the latest one. Oh, my thing's all fucked up. That's why I thought she's on a loop. Here we go, this is the one. It's a good job I've got this on the old internet and that. Well, let me see it, you tit. Oh, it's here. Yeah, it's because my Gmail's all fucked up. It must have been.
Yeah.
Right, here, let's try this again. From Joni H.G.'s The Dagenham Donut Puncher. That's more like it. Edward's fucked off, but Tony's no loafer. Filling the gap on Punky's two-seat sofa. But now Paulie's back, the old top-tard of smack. There'll be more time to slap the flesh gopher. That's the best one in ages, Joni H.G.
Nice.
Very much. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner here on Punky Radio, please do email paulieb@punkyradio, titling your email Poetry Corner. Fucking hell, I'm knackered. Right, I've spoken too quickly. I might be poisoned. So, next track up, I've got a confession to make here, Tony.
Okay.
I've never heard this song. It's cut through at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I would have listened to it at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but I'd already said I'd play it. It's come through from Manila PR, and thank you very much, Tony, for sending this through. All he said was, I don't need to have heard it. Like, it's very rare that I haven't heard one of the songs, but he said, it's just classic old heavy hard rock. Brilliant. Let's have it. It's by a band called Valve Rider, Tony. What is their MySpace page?
myspace.com/ValveRider.
It is. It's Tony One, probably being the internet one. Bring it on heavy.
Life was getting me down day after day. Bring it on heavy. Come on, lady.
Valve Rider, what do you think of that?
It was nice.
Yeah, justified in playing it, I think you'll find, justified. Sometimes I don't have to hear a song to know it's brilliant. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm so tired. Have you got any Facebook comments?
Yes, I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you do want to leave us a comment, please do. Go to our Facebook page, which you can do by going to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page and leave us a comment on our wall. Alternatively, if you have the Google Plus persuasion, go to g+.2/punkyradio. Add us to your Google circle thing and thing it, and yeah, do that. But Facebook
oh,
for
shit,
now.
Fucking hell.
What? Hey?
Sorry, I just...
You haven't lit a match, have you?
No, I don't think I'd still be talking about it. Sorry about that, I just dropped my tobacco. I'm going to have a fag in a minute.
Okay, I'll listen out.
This could be the last ever punk. Be a spectacular finish.
Here's the comments for this week. Facebook, yes. Aubrey Hansen, who says, "Hey there, PNT. Just to thank you for making my days of garbage, man, a little easier. Punky is my..."
You ain't no drunk, you punk. You wanna know about the real junk?
Nice. Punky's my favourite music
That's
podcast.
That's garbage, man. Huh? I wonder if he's got that song. I hope he has.
Now I'm going to finish this beer and open another. Thanks, Aubrey. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Aubrey, and I'm sorry I interrupted your comment by screaming a Cramp song at you. But if you haven't heard Garbage Man, Aubrey, look for it, because if you are a garbage man, you want to get that track.
Miles been in touch briefly. He just simply says, "Do the tull."
Yeah, I saw that. He didn't say it. He shouted it.
Oh, yeah, it is in capitals.
It's in capitals. Because if you shout, "Do the tull," you're on the round to do the tull, as discussed. And as you'll be hearing that in the next section, I've just done the tull in some very unusual places, and the Facebook album will be going up this week.
Nice. And a couple of comments from Fatboy to finish. It was one to last week's show. Good job, that man, and thanks for the birthday wishes. Can't help but feel you may have missed your vacation as a film critic, though. Yeah, thanks, Fatboy.
He can be very cruel.
But cuddly. Is it the return of Paulie special this week, then? You could have Tony as a corporate sponsor type these days, surely. Either way, looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks, Fatboy. He's back, thank fuck. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, what I think what a lot of people don't realise about this show is that obviously I'm the talent.
Well, you know now.
And I did listen to the show last week, and actually, it was very good. It must have only taken me about a day and a half to edit. Right. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
It's just funny. It's just what it does. It's Tony. Right. But the thing is that when I'm away, you can make the show perfectly fine and do it. But if you're away, I'm fucked, because I just don't know how to make the show. All I can do is talk.
Just phone up all the listeners one by one.
So I can't, because I used to be able to do the show by myself when it was in a radio studio, didn't I? But then you still had to upload it. But now I can't. Anyway, fuck it. Here's a good reason for me to do the next thing. Do you fancy a bit of Boston street punk, Tony?
Please do.
Of course do. I'll be gutted if you ever do this. This is Revilers. Quit my job. So you're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revilers and Quit My Job. That came through from Patak Records. Thank you very much, Patak, who I managed to ignore for a year, and now we're playing quite a bit of them. I hope you're finally happy. What I want to know is, what is Revilers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Revilers.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2 probably being the internet one. Has anything happened today?
No. No, no, I don't think so. I've been out of it myself.
Has anything happened today?
No. No, I don't think so. At all.
What's the no? Are you some ghost of Amy Winehouse remix? Since when was she a Cockney? Well, she was a Cockney Sparrow type character. Who did? They wanted me to go to rehab, but I said no. I'm supposed to be talking about what I did last week in this section, Tony.
Yes.
And you're putting me off.
I'm sorry.
Did you do anything, by the way?
No.
All right. So now you're doing. Limited, are you?
Too limited, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Did you do anything last week, Tony?
No.
Work and house stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did loads.
Yeah, what did you do?
I did enough for a year. I haven't got time to tell you, really, but I'll just tell you a bit about what... I went to Las Vegas, and I also went to Kingman, Arizona, and I went to Flagstaff, Arizona. I had to forget Winona. I went to Sedona. I went to the Grand Canyon, where I went to the accepted point, Mather Point, and I went to the best place to see the Grand Canyon on the South Rim, which was told to me. But I might as well just do this as a random stream of consciousness here, Tone.
Okay.
You know, like the rest of my life when I am conscious. It's a stream of unconsciousness. I went to the best point you can see the Grand Canyon on the South Rim, and most people don't go there. In fact, when I went there with Steve, there was only four other people there during the time we were there. The reason being that Americans are all fat fuckers and they don't get out of their cars. And most of the viewing points on the South Rim are you park your car and you have a look over the railings. This one, you park your car, you hike a mile uphill through woods, and then you get to a place called Shoshone Point, which is a big rocky isthmus thing that sticks out with no railings or anything. It's a great place to kill yourself. And it's probably the most perfect place to kill yourself in the world, in fact. I'm not. If you are suicidal and thinking of killing yourself, why not go to Shoshone Point? Okay. By the way, I would like to say that Punky Radio in no way condones suicide, but I think it's a fucking great idea, particularly if you're a Tory fucking minister. I've said this is the stream of conscious bit quite clearly. Look, for reasons I don't want to go into in great detail, me and Steve were in a bar called Porky's in Flagstaff, Arizona, that was about a mile away from where we should have been, where we fell into conversation with both Navajo and Hopi Indians, right? And a Hopi Indian said to us, look, if you're going to, well, in return for a beer, they're all pretty good at getting beer out of you first, these Navajo and Hopi. He said, look, the best place to go and see the Grand Canyon is a place called Shoshone Point. And Shoshone Point is indeed the best place to see the Grand Canyon. The only thing is, it's a bit like, the Grand Canyon is so vast and so amazing. And so from every other point you see it, it does your head in. But when you go to Shoshone Point and you stand there, it's like that machine in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that is designed to show you how insignificant you are by showing you your place in relation to the rest of the fucking universe. And that's what Shoshone Point does. I looked at the Grand Canyon and I thought, I might as well kill myself now. And then I thought, and this is the ideal place to do it. So that's probably why people don't kill themselves at Shoshone Point, actually, because they know that this is exactly what God wants. He knows when you get there that life's over. There's nothing. It's downhill from there, Tony. It's downhill to Shoshone Point. And trust me, it's a long way fucking down because it's 7,000 feet up. And by the way, when I got round to the north rim, I just like saying rim.
Yeah.
Round to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Well, we couldn't go because it was shut, but we got about 50 miles to it, a place called Jacob Lake. And Jacob Lake is 8,000 feet up. And two things happened at Jacob Lake to nearly ruin my life. One was that Steve, who I was with, was ill and went to sleep at 8 o'clock, and the bar shut at 8 o'clock because there's no one there. And he slept for 14 hours.
Wow.
Sorry, he snored for 14 hours.
All right.
So then I couldn't sleep at all. And 8,000 feet up I was. And that's 1,000 feet more than I can handle.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the smoking or just the naturally weak lungs, but up to 7,000 feet, I'm fine. 8,000 feet, I couldn't get my breath. So I basically had a 14-hour panic attack. It was like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which brings me rather neatly onto the fact that we did get back to Las Vegas. When we got back there, we were staying in the Stratosphere Hotel, which is great fun, a long way up the strip. I will tell you more about this next week because of a band that I met there that I'll tell you about next week. And I interviewed Bill and all that sort of thing. There was one night when we were going up to this viewing tower, and in the lift for the viewing tower, we met up with this couple who now live in Canada, but she's from Manchester, he's from Bolton. And it was his birthday, and I said, right, if it's your birthday, we're taking you down the Double Down Saloon. Double Down Saloon being the most punk rock bar in Las Vegas. So we took them down the Double Down Saloon, where we enjoyed many bacon martinis. And if you'd like to know what a bacon martini is, it's basically a third of a pint of vodka with bacon in it.
Right? Nice.
Right, and we all got really fucked up, and we didn't go there till 1 a.m. And then we got back to the Stratosphere at 4 in the morning. Everyone went to bed except me because I wanted to gamble. So I went pissed. I sat on a bloody fruit machine and started hitting the button. I put in about $100 and I started hitting this button. There's no skill to it. You just hit the button. Cocktail just comes around. Do you want a drink? Of course I do. I was up $80. I gave her a $20 tip. From then on, I was on double rum and cokes every time she came over. And it's free drinks while you're playing the slots. I didn't finish till 10:30 in the morning, Tony.
Jesus.
By which time I'd had about 30 rum and diet cokes. And I was up $642.
Nice.
I went to bed at 10:30 in the morning, woke up at 3 in the afternoon, thought, you know what, I'm feeling lucky, put it all back in.
Alright.
You'd have walked, well, the thing is, you wouldn't have walked away because you wouldn't have gambled in the first place. But obviously, if I could have walked away every time I was up in Las Vegas, I'd have come back with about $1,500, which would have paid for the trip. As it was, I came back having spent out $400 more than I'd budgeted for. Tony, yeah. I'm out. I'll tell you about both the bands we're playing in a row now, but it's been pretty full on so far. Let's mess that up a bit with a double dose of garage from, or garage if you like, from formerly Sweden and latterly France. This is The Movement, Put Me Down. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks, dude. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Angry Dead Pirates and a track called I Don't Mind, which really neatly doubles up, buffs up with, what's that word when, in woodwork, when things...
Flush,
no, it's not. I'm not on about that. Not when they rub up alongside each other, when they connect.
Dovetail? Don't know.
They dovetail.
Is that okay?
Those two tracks dovetail perfectly for several reasons. First of all, they're both on the same record, which is Pariah Records, which incidentally is a ghost town I went to in the Utah desert, but is actually pronounced Pariah. And there are photos of it on my Facebook page. There's photos of my whole trip on my Facebook page, which make a bit more sense than what I'm making now. Also, the reason that they dovetail is they're both at the garage, and why they also dovetail together is they're about to do a tour of France. And what also dovetails together is, I think they've just brought out a single together, but I might be wrong about that. But anyway, that's lots of dovetailing there. What do I know is, first of all, what is the Movement's website?
TheMovements.com?
It is. Huh. Tony, three Paul of the Internet One. And what is the Angry Dead Pirates MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AngryDeadPirates.
No, MySpace.com/ The Angry Dead Pirates, Paul of the Internet. Two, Tony, three. All right, keep calm. Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
I love the way you sang it last week, Tony. I'd like you to sing it again by yourself.
I can't remember where I did it last week.
All right, I'll do it for you.
Okay, brilliant. It's a fair point.
We'll sing it properly at the end.
Okay. Yeah, so another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. So this is this weekend's gigs, Friday to Sunday. It's still on Denmark Street in London. If you want to check it out, please do so. This Friday, the 6th of April, Reverb Syndicate, East End Promises, Bite Back, Everything We Left Behind, and Kevin Hewick. It's London Calling night on a Friday night.
London Calling on a Friday night. Fa la 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 la.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday, 7th of April, Cartel, Low Rollers, Think Twice, Tempest Fray, and Speak Up. It's a Ruction Records night, probably on the heavier
heavy
side. Yeah.
Heavy.
How much do you think it is? Saturday
night? £6.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Sunday, the 8th of April, Subterraneans and Kevin Hewick. Again. And more to be announced. How much do you think that is on a Sunday evening?
I'm going £6 as well.
Five
for the Subterraneans? Blimey. Well, Tony, I can explain why that's all like that.
Why is that all like that?
It's Easter, isn't it? So Good Friday, Saturday.
Right, okay.
So they've got an extra day because they would normally have something more quiet on a Sunday, wouldn't they? More acoustic-y.
Yeah.
But they know there's a bank holiday the next day, so they're rocking out again with the Subterraneans.
Got ya. Makes sense.
Yeah. That concludes Tony's International Geek Guide. Right, complete change of pace now, my friend. Or okay. Is it? This band incorporate pretty much every form of alternative music there is in one song, it would seem to me. How do you say that word? A-R-I-A.
Aria.
Dreamer. What that tone? I think it's a record. I'm thinking all the time we've been playing Punky, you just put out something properly and I've got it well. Dream Aria, you're absolutely right. They're from Canada, I think. And this came through via Music Submit, as did the next track, but more of that in a bit, because it couldn't be more different from this. What I want to know is, what is Dream Aria's website?
DreamAria.com.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paul of the Internet Too. This is Labyrinth.
Dimension, a foreign name. Which way to
Knob Cramp.
You're listening to Project Marv. Project Man, innit, Ting? And all that. You know what I'm saying?
Innit.
Project Marv. It's Project Marv, innit? You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
No worries.
I'm going to try and be sensible in this section because the first lot I've been all over the shop. All of it, shan't. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No. Probably might seen parents over Easter, have a bit of a drink, but mostly house stuff. We're kicking off the house stuff properly next week.
You've been kicking it for ages.
I know, but someone's in next week doing something. The rewiring starts next week. And then that's running up to the loft conversion, and the plumbing is all booked in, so Monday it starts.
Probably. I hope when it's done, I'm going to be allowed to come round.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm. Bring a paintbrush.
I said when it's done, Tony.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like, it will never be done.
You don't want to unleash me with paint.
Never.
It's good fun doing loads this week, then, isn't it?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, this is assuming I wake up. It's the Last Minute Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year Heats over Easter this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton at Steve's Pub. Friday night at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. Saturday night at Ledger's Art Centre. And Sunday at the Pad in Bedford. The first three details are on lastminutecomedy.com. The last one at the Pad in Bedford, I'm afraid I haven't got around to doing a lot about, but the Pad have done it themselves. These are always great shows. They feature up to 10 acts each. And even though it's billed as a new act competition, most of them have been going a few years because they're only new to the comedy club. They're not new acts. So the standard's really, really high. And I'm really looking forward to doing it. And last year's winner, Kate Lucas, was on in Hitchin Lecture last month and was entirely brilliant. I don't think I can do any more than that this week. I'm going to be absolutely knackered. I'm shafted. I had a nightmare last night because I thought the laptop that I designed posters on, I thought it had just died.
Okay.
So I tried to find a free poster design program online, and there just isn't one. There's ones that you can download that are free for 10 days, but there's ones that have a watermark on them. You know, there's all that, but there isn't just... I just wanted a little simple poster program. So if you know a free poster program to download that's actually pretty good, will you let me know by emailing I can't remember my email address. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. You'd be doing me a massive favour, because I'm looking at how much these poster things cost. Really expensive. And I know you sometimes get one free with a laptop and all that, but if you just go and buy one, like, £400 or £100 or lots of quid. I know I've got lots of quid because I've been in Las Vegas, as I explained. I did so much last week. There's so much I haven't mentioned. I'll probably be talking about the last 10 days for weeks to come. Sorry about that. So anyway, that's what I'm doing this week, and I'm really looking forward to all the shows. After the show in Hitchin on Friday, we'll be going again to Ozinski's, which is the American bar that's opened up in the Market Square in Hitchin. That's really, really cool. Saturday night, we'll be going to the Arena Tavern in Letchworth, even though they've got a bit snotty about me taking loads of people around there and said, will you let us know when your shows are so we can roster on extra staff? And there's no please. I just sent them an email back saying, look at the website.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week. And should we keep this as a short section for once?
Yeah, go on then.
Because I know I've been ranting this week. Right, I promised you a song that couldn't be more different from the last song as this one, and I'm not lying. The last one was Dream Araya. That's right, isn't it?
Aria.
I still can't say it. Dream, this is like, especially. Dream Aria. See, it's because I've got no class, though. I don't know. Dream Aria. Anyway, we've now got something I can handle a bit more easier. And this is an Australian comedy punk band called I Am Duck Eye. I can deal with these far easier. What I want to know is, Tony, what is I Am Duck Eye's website? Sorry, what's their Reverb Nation page, should I say?
ReverbNation.com/I Am Duck Eye.
It is. It's Tony. What's that? Tony?
I have no idea.
It's probably being the internet too, is it?
That sounds about right.
It is, yeah, you've thrashed me this week. You are indeed right. This is Stink Lines.
wanna see my penis? My tattoo! Hey, do you wanna see my tattoo? It's a penis with... Look at my tattoo, it's a penis. Look at my tattoo, it's a penis. With...
You're listening to Surfing Caramble underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I might ask I Am Duck Eye for an album, because I got that from Music Summit and they only had three tracks available, but I think they fit in with Punky very, very well. Now then, have you got a twat?
No. No, oh. I don't.
Because I thought we were back on with twats, but you've gone and...
Yeah, no, I didn't have
perhaps
one last week.
Perhaps twat will resurrect itself on Monday. For Easter.
Maybe I've given up twat for Lent or something, I don't know. Well, you know, I've had it basketball, isn't it?
It was pointed out by Fatboy that he couldn't believe that you hadn't said about a twat last week.
Oh yeah, I missed that one, didn't I? Yeah.
What was that?
I missed the status quo guy. Yeah.
Old status quo guy. Why don't you tell people about status quo guy? Because this is quite a good little story anyway, and it's an excuse for people to look at our band.
Yeah, I think I briefly mentioned last week. I posted some Facebook, some YouTube videos from the Chavs, and the first one was Fuck Off Status Quo. And with all the views and everything, you can see how many times it's been viewed. It's had loads. I think some of them had about 10 or 14. This has had about 300.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And and this random guy just posted like, oh, you're complete shit, don't go to the day job, lads. I thought, oh, strange. Clicked on his username and he's just got all these status quo videos. He was obviously in a tribute band.
Yeah.
And they were awful. I actually played
them. It doesn't matter, but there was a comment that had been...
Oh, the comment had been removed. Well. That was from Luke.
Was it?
Luke Puke kind of voted. Yeah. Just put something up. Having a go at him, but then I think he took that off and then instead had a go at him on his homepage. Saying I prefer the Chavs version or something. It's just funny, this guy's just playing a searching for status quo on YouTube all day. Oh, yeah, unbelievable.
Sometimes we don't appreciate what we do we? I didn't realise that had about 300 views. That's fantastic. It'll all be from angry status quo fans, probably.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I looked up the King Kurt version. Oh, that's on YouTube as well, and that's got all these status quo fans just having to go as well.
Notice
the humour.
Because obviously the King Kurt one is the one that I... Because I like the song Caroline anyway. I think it's a good song.
It's a good riff.
But I first heard the King Kurt one in about 1986. I just thought it was fantastic. And then I've never heard them do it live since.
Right.
I haven't heard them live since. And it's so funny. It's such a good laugh. And actually, I think the way we did it, if you saw the King Kurt one, we actually status quo it up a lot more than they do. And we've got all that big false end on it and all that extra. That was a really good end to that gig. Do have a look at it. How do you find it, Tom?
You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. I think it's on my YouTube, which I am The Tony Hearns. I think you search YouTube for The Tony Hearn or youtube.com/TheTonyHearn.
Right,
you'll find it. But
you can probably just type in Fuck Off Status Quo.
I think so, yeah.
YouTube, kind of, yeah. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
But it did make me laugh.
Oh, that is fantastic. So anyway, let's do him as a twat, shall we?
All right.
Is he called Mitfig?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Something like that,
wasn't it? We'll call him Mitfig, because in case it's wrong.
Okay. So Mitfig from the Status Quo tribute band from YouTube is
a twat. And really needs to lighten up, doesn't
it? Oh, a little bit, but it just made me laugh when I looked at the King Kurt one. I thought... Actually, they've had the same abuse from the same people.
I mean, if If Francis Rossi had said you're a bit out of order,
that's fair enough.
But he'd have found it really funny. That's the thing. Oh, dear. Do you know what, though? They are touchy people, Status Quo fans. Going back to the 80s, I used to walk home from school, from Hitching Boys, and used to have to walk over Windmill Hill. And I can remember walking over Windmill Hill, then walking down Wymondley Road in Hitching, and there was a bloke, one of the lads walking back with us, was a guy called Martin Sudweeks. And I just got into King Kurt, and I didn't know that he was a Status Quo fan. And me and the other blokes there, we all started singing Fuck Off Status Quo, and he turned around really angry, no, shut up, man, we're a great band, like, yeah. And I just hadn't thought about it, that maybe sort of 20, where are we, must be 26 years later, the same fans have still got the same problem. They should go to Shoshone Point at the Grand Canyon, they'd love it there. Right, last track this week, and this brings the entire show to a perfect end. I don't mind saying I've saved the best till last this week, Tony.
Okay.
A while ago, I got in touch with Vice Squad, with their famous, iconic lead singer, Becky Bondage, and said, listen, you've never... Because I met them. I saw them at a gig in the old Salutations.
Okay.
2 or 3 years ago. And I approached them afterwards and said, look, I do this punk podcast, would you be up? And they went, yeah, we'd love to be on it. I went, great, get in touch. Anyway, they never got in touch. I spotted him via someone else's page on Facebook. So I sent him a message saying, listen, don't know whether you remember, but 2 or 3 years ago. And he went, yeah, we do. I completely forgot your details. And I went, well, look, if you've got anything to send us through, do. Because I know that you've had a Captain Oi stuff recently, and we play everything by them, so it'd be fine to play it. And he went, yeah, send it through. So anyway, he sent me their entire album yesterday, and I was so... it's brilliant, Tony.
Okay.
It's called Punk Rock Radio, and it would have made sense for me to open this week's show with the track Punk Rock Radio, but I'm saving that for a few weeks' time, because I've picked another track off it that's brilliant. Thanks so much to Paul from Vice Squad for sending this through. If you've never seen Vice Squad before, they are brilliant live. What I want to know is, what is Vice Squad's website?
ViceSquad.co.uk.
It is indeed. Well done. It's Tony 6, Paul of the Internet 2. I don't mind losing this week. This song sums up everything about punky radio and everything that, sadly, I'm about. This is 70s Misogyny.
Models, dancers, hitchhikers, secretaries, girl bikers, female capital industry and 70s misogyny. Drinks and rapists, wife beaters, liars, serial cheaters, twisted sexuality and 70s misogyny. Babbling bullshitters, spineless winters and quitters, tried to get inside my head, punched his lights out, now he's dead. Lesbians and prisoners, doctors, lawyers, pop rockers, talent and integrity, the 70s misogyny.
Was Vice Squad. That's brilliant. We'll be playing more from them in future weeks. They've actually said we can play everything off the amp we want to, and I said no, I'll play sort of 2 or 3 because I want people to buy it. Like everything else we've played on the show this week, if you've enjoyed the music, buy it. Don't look around trying to nick it. Buy it. You've enjoyed it, buy it. otherwise the bands don't go anymore because they don't get any money. Also, make sure that you do tune in to the three internet radio stations that carry our show. They are
Hussy Skunk at hussyskunk.com, we're on three times a week. The internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com, we're on Friday nights. And Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, we're on Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time.
And what about the other one?
That's three of them.
Oh yeah, sorry. I think I'm still suffering from gas.
Right.
And it's a different kind of gas to normal. If you are around in Lutonwich, in Letchworth or Bedford over the weekend, please do make sure you come to my comedy shows. You're going to love them. They're going to be great this week. I think I'm still suffering from gas poisoning. Is there anything else we should do? Oh, do you want to just mention Mevio?
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we never mentioned our Mevio page.
And we should do.
You should do, because you can stream all the shows from there, and probably it's quite easy to listen to the show on the page.
It's absolutely brilliant to listen to the show on the page, and once you click when the first show finishes, the second one just starts. Mm. It just works backwards, so it's brilliant.
It's punkyradio.mevio.com, and obviously Mevio are our sponsors or our hosts, so please do check it out.
Now, they're also very unpopular in the United States.
Are they?
Because they've signed up to or agreed with a bill, a government bill, that's trying to basically...
Oh, the anti-privacy bill, SOPA thing.
Yeah, and they've come out in favour of it.
Oh, dear.
So on the one hand, Mevio, good website. On the other hand, Mevio, bad attitude.
Poor politics.
Very poor politics. They might as well be run by... They might as well be twinned with Francis Maud. That won't mean a lot to a lot of people, but he's a fucking twat. I'll have to tell you. Oh, basically, Francis Maud is a twat next week.
Okay.
I'll do my is a twat on him next week, because it's huge.
Okay, cool.
It's huge. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. That's about it, I think. I hope you have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.